Now we've got South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn. He's the Majority Whip of the 110th Congress, also a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start out with power, because the theme of this entire event is unleashing the power as the whip. When you crack it, who jumps?
Well, I, as you know, have a style of leadership that has served me pretty well over the years. This is my first elective office. I have been managing something since the age of about 24. And I have always tried to form coalitions, try to coalesce around issues, try to reach out and get people to want to do something. And so what I try to do as the Majority Whip is try to bring as much information into the process, get as many people around the table as we possibly can, and be proactive in counting votes. So when I came in their office, I was presented symbolically a whip by the African-American who had this position before I did back in the 1980s, Bill Gray of Pennsylvania. I thank him for the whip, and then I ordered it encased. And so the whip is on my wall in a case, and I don't plan to crack it at all. I plan to use a different approach.
Now, at the CBC Annual Legislative Conference, you've got all sorts of panels on all sorts of things.
Yeah.
There is the Gina 6 case, which has gotten so much attention. Sure. What does the CBC intend to do as a group, if anything, about what's been going on there and about criminal justice issues in general?
Well, therein lies one of the real interesting situations. The Gina issue is an issue of the Justice Department, is an issue of law enforcement, and it just so happens that as a result of the Democrats coming back into power, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, not just a member, but he is the dean of the Congressional Black Caucus and a founder of the Congressional Black Caucus. John Conyers has already started to lay the foundation for having some hearings and getting to the bottom of what may or may not have gone on down in Gina, Louisiana. In fact, we are all looking very hard at the background of the prosecutor and some of the things the prosecutor may have said when he met with students down there. So we are looking at this already. I cannot tell you exactly where they're going with it, but I can tell you this. But for John Conyers being chair of the House Judiciary Committee, you probably wouldn't have any kind of activity going on as it relates to Gina.
Now, on Friday, you're going to be speaking on the issue of African Americans' health care and the environment.
Yes.
That's a big topic. Give us a sneak preview.
Well, as you know, there are a lot of sites around the country that are environmentally challenged. And so many of these sites are in the communities that the Congressional Black Caucus members represent. For 6 or 7 years now, I have convened this Environmental Justice Brain Trust to take a look at what may or may not be causing health problems around throughout these communities. And we believe that a lot of it is environmental. And so we are going to be looking at the issue of the environment as it relates to health issues. In fact, we very often meet in conjunction with the Health Brain Trust that's headed up by Donna Christian Christensen, who happens to be a physician. And we think the connection between the health of our constituents and the environment that they live in bears a discussion ongoing, not just during this week, but also throughout the year. So this will be culminating 4 or 5 meetings we've had throughout the year.
When you get a chance to put together a conference like this or be a part of a conference like this, you will run into your constituents. And Because African American congressmen and congresswomen are so high profile in terms of committee assignments, in terms of public leadership right now, do you think that there's paradoxically a tougher road for black politicians? I mean that in once you reach a certain height, you are expected to deliver incredible and immediate results. How realistic do you think your constituents are about what you can do about situations like Katrina, Gina?
A small minority are very realistic. A majority of our constituents are not as realistic as I would like for them to be. In fact, just last night, Callan Cheeks Kilpatrick, who is chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, and myself held a 90-minute forum, which was taped by C-SPAN over the National Archives and History building here. And some of the issues that came up made me aware of the fact that when I taught high school, I used to teach history and government, and I taught about all the stuff about separation of powers, and I taught about how to pass bills. I taught about filibusters and vetoes. I never taught the 60-vote rule that they've got over in the Senate, simply because it was never anything that you taught, and people still don't know that there are certain issues that you cannot get debated, get to a vote, because you need 60 votes in the Senate to cut off the debate.
Well, Congressman, we have to leave it there, but again, always important to hear how the halls of government work. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
James Clyburn is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He's Majority Whip in the House of Representatives. The 2007 Annual Legislative Conference of the CBC begins tomorrow and ends on Saturday.